And welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. Once again, Mickey, still stuck at her favorite watering hole in downtown Toronto, didn't even leave since the last show.
No, I think all we did was order another pint, Rob.
Okay, we're getting all primed up for this one. We're going to be focusing on zinc. There's a buzz on the street about this metal right now. We'll tell listeners about that shortly. First, lay the groundwork for us on this metal. Mickey, its history, its uses.
Okay, it's number 30 on the periodic table, the 24th most abundant element in the Earth's crust, more abundant, actually, than copper. At about 75 parts per million. It is a bluish-white, lustrous, hard and brittle transition metal with a very low melting point, and that's important for its historic use. But it's one of the three or four really important base metal to industrialized society.
Okay, well, talk to us about the early important uses of zinc.
Yeah, it was first used probably about the 10th century BC as brass, a copper-zinc alloy. And so it has a very low melting point, so mixed copper-zinc ores could be melted to form brass, and that's still one of the major uses. It has five stable isotopes. It is mainly used in the zinc sulfide. Sphalerite is the main mineral, but historically all the ores were zinc oxides, zinc carbonates and zinc silicates, which are the weathering products of sphalerite to zinc sulfide.
Mm-hmm. It's a very important metal back then, just as important today. Perhaps its importance has grown even a little bit more.
Well, it is. It's the sixth most used metal on the planet, something on the order of 13 million tons a year, and that's significant. About 70% of that is supplied by mining. About 30% is recycling. So the recycling of zinc is a very important part of this equation.
Right. Where are the major producing regions of the world right now for zinc?
Mainly China at about 30%. Then we have Peru, Australia, India, the U.S. and Canada, major producers. And then zinc is, these deposits are common all over the world. So there's probably 30 or 40 countries in the world that actually have zinc production.
Okay, then can we get to the story about the buzz on the zinc on the street right now about zinc? Why is this a commodity that is causing a lot of talk?
Well, zinc historically has not been a metal that has been conducive to speculation. But that said, there's either four or five mines, major zinc mines, are scheduled to shut down or cease production in the next couple of years, all the way from Ireland to U.S., Australia, Peru, Canada. So you have pending shutdown of large mines, which has led to speculation that there will be a zinc shortage within the next couple of years.
Okay, so the pending closures of these operations, Mickey, on the minds of many people really zeroing in on zinc. How is it used today, though?
Well, it's used mainly for galvanization of iron and steel, say about 55% of total use is for galvanizing. And then you have the alloy business. So you had a bunch of zinc-based alloys of various types. And then you have brass and bronze, which are alloys that contain major amounts of zinc also. And that would constitute somewhere on the order, I would guess, about 35 to 40% of the market. And then you have the other uses, which is everything else, which would be agricultural uses, chemical industry, pharmaceutical industry, used a lot in medicines. And so at 13 million tons, this is a certainly a major market.
Yeah, a major market. Is there enough production on the world stage right now to meet the demand, and is the demand actually growing for zinc? Because still a lot of questions out there about the overall state of the global economy.
Well, and yes, the answer to your question is yes, demand is growing. Mm-hmm. So it's growing. If we had this interview a couple of years ago, about 12 million tons, now we're well over 13 million tons used. So, and a lot of that has to do with demand from the auto and steel industries in emerging market countries, which are growing. Yeah. So the demand's there. It looks like supply is going to be in shortage, at least for In the short to midterm, and we'll see where it goes from there, and whether that's reflected in the zinc price. The zinc, there's been buzzes on the street about zinc ad infinitum over the course of the last 20 years. It really hasn't panned out. So zinc's a tough metal. I have always tended not to speculate in zinc.
Yeah, that's what I was going to, my next point to you was, I get the feeling that this is an area of the base metals market that you're not particularly hot to trot on at all.
No, it's never has lent itself to successful speculation. Mm-hmm. So the price right now is around 90 cents. The price has been range bound for the last 2 years between 80 cents and a dollar. It dipped way down very briefly, a negative parabola, if you will, in the global economic crisis. But pre the global economic crisis, it was up in the $1.50 to $2 range, but those prices aren't
the extremes.
Sustainable. So personally, I don't see a lot of price movement up, even if these mines do see our significant production comes off, because likely what will happen, we'll just recycle more zinc, or a bunch of smaller mines will replace them.
Yeah.
Now, I may be wrong on that, but it's not something that I would tend to speculate
on. At the same time, are there, how would you describe the landscape out there of companies kind of pushing the zinc story on investors?
Well, there's a few juniors that do that, but they're generally small and marginal deposits that, for the most part, might be some of these companies we talk about quite often that are doomed to failure.
All right, so that's the bottom line on zinc from Mickey Fult, the mercenary geologist. We're going to get together again in about 2 weeks' time. Unfortunately, Mickey, not face-to-face over a cold beer. And I don't know where the heck you're going to be, because after this conversation, you're boarding a plane.
I guarantee you I'll be a day ahead of you, Rob, okay? Wherever I am, I'll be a day ahead of you, because I'll be across the international dateline.
Yeah, you're heading to Singapore, and then you got a whole string of different locales that you'll be visiting. So who knows where you're going to be when we do touch base. We do have a topic in mind, though.
And we're working our way through the base metals, so the next one is lead, another very important metal for the planet, and we'll discuss the supply-demand fundamentals of lead and where we think it's going to go.
Okay, great stuff. Always a pleasure to sit down face-to-face with you over a beer, Mickey. It's great to catch up again. Travel safe, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Okay, that is Mickey Fult, the mercenary geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I think Mickey was calling out for a fresh beer there in the background.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks very much for listening.